home schools, partly included in Counsels to Teachers, beginning on page 158, May 17, 1908. As church schools shall be established in the future, there is a class of work to be done in connection with them that has not been done in the past. All who can should have the privileges of a home church school. It would be well if several families in a neighborhood would unite to employ a humble, God-fearing teacher to give to the parents the help that is needed in educating their children. This will be a great advantage and a plan more pleasing to the Lord than that which has largely been followed of removing the youth from their homes to attend one of our larger schools. The church members uniting could erect an inexpensive building and secure a wise teacher to take charge of the school. Our small churches are needed, and the children are needed in their homes, where they can be a help to their parents when the hours of study are ended. The Christian home is the best place for young children, for here they can have parental discipline that is after the Lord's order. God would have us consider these things in all their sacred importance. It is the precious privilege of teachers and parents to cooperate in teaching the children how to drink in the gladness of Christ's life by learning to follow His example. The Savior's early years were useful years. He was His mother's helper in the home. He was just as verily fulfilling His commission when performing the duties of the home and working at the carpenter's bench as when engaged in His public work of ministry. It is not required that all the youth rush off from home responsibilities to seminaries or higher schools in order to reach the highest round of the ladder. It should be remembered that right in the home there are generally young children to be instructed. The elder should ever seek to help the younger. Let the elder members of the family consider that this part of the Lord's vineyard needs to be cultivated and resolve that they will put forth their best capabilities to make home attractive and to deal patiently with younger minds. There are young persons in their homes whom the Lord has qualified to give the knowledge they have to others. Let these strive to keep spiritual lessons fresh in the mind, that they may impart the knowledge they have gained. If these older members of the family would become learners with the children, new ideas would be suggested and the hours of study would be a time of decided pleasure as well as of profit. The tender years of childhood are years of sacred responsibility to fathers and mothers. Parents have a sacred duty to perform in teaching their children to help bear the burdens of the home, to be content with plain and simple food and neat and inexpensive dress. The requirements of the parent should always be reasonable. Kindness should be expressed, not by foolish indulgence, but by wise direction. Parents are to teach their children pleasantly, without scolding or fault-finding, seeking to bind the hearts of the little ones to them by the silken cords of love. Let all fathers and mothers, teachers, older brothers and sisters become an educating force to keep up every spiritual interest and create a wholesome atmosphere in the home and school life that will train the younger children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Our children are the Lord's property. They have been bought with a price. This thought should be the mainspring of our labors for them. The most successful methods of assuring their salvation and keeping them out of the way of temptation is to instruct them constantly in the Word of God. And as parents become learners with their children, they will find their own growth in a knowledge of the truth more rapid. Unbelief will disappear. Faith and activity will increase. Assurance and confidence will deepen as they thus follow on to know the Lord. Their prayers will undergo a transformation, become more earnest and sincere. Christ is the head of His church, the dependence of His people. He will give the needed grace to those who seek Him for wisdom and instruction. I speak to fathers and mothers. You can be educators in your home churches. You can be spiritual missionary agencies. Let fathers and mothers feel the need of being home missionaries, the need of keeping the home atmosphere free from the influence of unkind and hasty speech, And the home school's a place where angels of God can come in and bless and give success to the efforts put forth. Let parents unite in providing a place for the daily instruction of their children, choosing as teacher one who is apt to teach, and who, as a consecrated servant of Christ, will increase in knowledge while imparting instruction. The teacher who has consecrated self to the service of God will be able to do a definite work in missionary service and will instruct the children in the same lines. Let fathers and mothers cooperate with the teacher, laboring earnestly for the salvation of their children. If parents will realize the importance of these small educating centers, cooperating to do the work that the Lord desires to be done at this time, the plans of the enemy for our children will be frustrated. Signed, Ellen G. White.